Grace is a very important word in the scriptures, and it's important that we pay attention to what it means. And because of his finished work, I think we can find the rest that we're longing for.
Curtis Zachary has learned through the years that there's always room for growth. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Curtis shares what he's discovered about growing in Christ.
I think the biggest thing that I always want to try to communicate is, even as I talk about these things and I'm saying the words that I'm saying to you, I feel just a sense of the reality of the difficulty of what it means for us in our humanity to navigate these ideas. So I don't say all of these things with a flippant type of attitude of, I've realized something, now I live it all the time. I think it has changed my life and it has changed my perspective. But I think for all of us, we need to understand that there is a continual reckoning. We need to continually preach to ourselves the beauty of the picture of the gospel and what that means for our lives every day.
And understanding God's grace is a big part of the learning process.
I think if we can continue to remain in that posture of learners and continue to have our hearts remain soft before God, he's going to continue to shape and mold us. We just need to really withhold from the idea of shifting into a working to earn mentality. Grace is a very important word in the scriptures, and it's important that we pay attention to what it means. And because of his finished work, I think we can find the rest that we're longing for. I think it has changed my life and it has changed my perspective.
What a great reminder. If we remain humble and teachable in our relationship with Jesus Christ, we will keep growing closer to him. To learn more about how you can have a closer personal relationship with God, go to cru.org.